Okay, now.
Case number 10,237, Sierra Village, south of Route 1, east of Center Avenue, being Lot D31, within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units in the mobile home park. 16 by 60.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got 3, 4, 14 against.
I'm sorry?
I got 3, 4, and 14 against.
Yeah.
I had 3 and 11. I missed three people somewhere.
Well, you got 21.3 feet on one side to the porch. So that could reduce the variance request by 1.3 feet.
Okay.
On the, I can't tell what side it is, but on the side, next to 33, yeah. The proposed home would be 21.3 feet from the porch instead of 20.
Are you going by the new one, John, or the one on this one?
You going by the new survey?
New survey?
I guess not.
September 8th.
Yeah.
Take the new one.
I don't have that because I had to give that to council.
Oh, dude.
They didn't provide 6 copies, only 5.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
What are you working off of, September 8th?
Only 20.2 right now from that porch.
Which leaves a variance of what? 4 by.
3.9 on the
3.9
other side.
On the other side.
4.7 on the front of that other side, though. Yeah. Number 29 is not parallel to the line.
Mm-mm.
So it goes from 4.7 in the front to 3.9
in the back next to lot 29. You got 20.2 on the opposite side to the porch. Before it was 5.8, now it's 4.7.
Or we could, they could actually move it more towards the line to the right, going back to the 5.5 feet or whatever.
Center it more.
That the manager was trying to
do.
Now, whether it's the same on this street or not, I don't know, but that would.
Yeah, that would eliminate it. Let's see if we can bring that 20 foot. Yeah, we're down to 20.2 inches on the side closest to the porch. It was 21.3. And no one on this other side. It went from 5.8 to 4.7. And then we go to the back and we're 3.9 where we were 5.8. Yeah, it's not parallel next to lot 29. So we got to 20 feet on one side.
Well, she did it that way, right?
Yeah.
To get that one side.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, because on 29, yeah, she had to.
What's that now?
Yeah, he's saying the reason that lady did that, she on this one side, she's saying she's going to the right of them to try to keep them. There, but you've got 20.
If she went to the right on this one, you would have to have the variance on the right, but you would eliminate the
variance on the left. Right. If you pull it to the right.
Now whether
all the way over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether that street is consistent with a 5 or 5.5 foot variance on one side, I don't know.
Yeah, which side's it on? It's on both sides. Yeah, see, if you pull it over to the right, you eliminate this one on this side. You only need 4.7. And you got 21.3. If you pull it over, you have the 20 on that side. Yeah. But I don't know if there's 5.5 if it goes on both sides of that road. I didn't ask that question. But you eliminate one of them by pulling it over. You'll get to 20 there, and you end up with 18 on the other one.
If the management's trying to
She's trying to be consistent and keep them together. I don't pull them one side to the other. But you can eliminate one of them. Easy.
Well, I guess you eliminate one side, but you create it on the other side.
But how much would you create? Because you get that, we've got 5.5 come into play, though, right? I think they're looking at.
I guess it's better the way it is rather than go 5
I would think so.
You got 20, you got 21.3 and you got 15. Yeah, you've got 18 again on each side.
You started saying this in the middle, like, I mean.
Yeah. Well, if you do that, but then you're going to have to have it on both sides. This way, you're going to have on one side. You got 21.3 on this, from this fellow's trailer over to that end of that porch, you got 21.3 feet.
20.2 in it.
Yeah, on the new one, now you got 20.2, and you cut it down on the other side from 5.8 to, what, 4.7?
4.7, yeah.
Right. So, okay. Alrighty.
So we all believe it's unique. Lot size. Yeah. And not otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum variance to afford relief. If I would move that we approve case number 10,237.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,237 as requested. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Now, before we close, gentlemen, we sent Mr. Rickards, we've sent two applications back to and to request that they come in with, you know, the minimum amount. And also dealing with the part now from now on, you'll get a get Mr. Burrell send something out to him.
I'll emphasize that from now on that we when they bring it in, they're supposed to be presenting us with that originally, and now we're still changing this time. We're doing the work up there, changing the things around. They should be doing it.
I got a question. The inspector on that driving range, the inspector checked the signs?
You.
I'll have to find that out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she did.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Certainly, that inspector would not.
I'll check it out.
Thank you.
I hope so.
I thought about that myself. So have I.
Bud, why did the, two things. First of all,
got them out of here.
When we get these new ordinances that the board's going to have to interpret and apply, they need to get those before the first case comes in.
I know, and I was very surprised because when I looked it up, I found out, I said, no, wait a minute, what are you applying here? When I questioned the application, and they said, well, this ordinance here, and I looked at it and I said, wait a minute, I don't have that.
I mean, I remember reading about it being discussed, but I never saw that it got enacted, and then the next thing. Now, the other thing is, why did that other case, that second case from Rehoboth, not fit into this?
Because it was medium residential, not AR.
Yeah.
This applies to medium residential.
It does?
Yeah, AR and MR.
Oh, both of them. And what I don't understand, okay, they create this ordinance to allow it, but it's got to be approved for a special use exception.
Right.
Is that just a formality, or are we supposed to consider something?
Well, I think maybe you give me a chance, I'll get some of those answers. You're right. I mean, I got hit blindsided with this myself.
Bill did.
To tell you the truth. I looked it up and I started, well, show me where it says that, you know, and then they were digging around and everybody was scratching. And
yeah, and that would have helped because we basically interpreted that second application incorrectly.
What I want to know is what's happened to the system that we don't get these printed out? You know what I'm saying? When they pass them, they should be printing them out.
That's what I mean. And frankly, I mean, if they're going to give you more work, it seems to me you ought to get it in draft form and have a chance to comment on it before it gets finalized. I mean, I think that would have been a matter of courtesy, but that's.
You need to have counseling on it because he helps us. Because if we'd ask him a question on it, he looked like a fool.
I didn't know.
Both
of
you two gentlemen should be.
And that's what I mean. And then the second application, after I read through it, I'm thinking, well, those guys really did. They could have had this, and maybe we need to notify them that they can reapply, and the board might waive the fee if they do that because they really could have applied for that.
Which ones are they? The
huh?
Which ones were you talking about?
The cottage one.
The guys, we're moving the cottage.
Their little cottage, Mellondale. They could put that little thing on top of the apartment.
That's zoned MR, and they have the right to do it under this ordinance, too. But
yeah,
I mean, none of us.
I looked at that same thing.
Like you said, maybe let them reapply, no fee.
Because they can have a.
They can't have it.
They can make it a full apartment. It was less than 800 or 600 or whatever. The other thing, Bud, that note you read, that with the decibel readings from an old case, and I was just talking to Kelly about it. She said it came in and somebody just kind of didn't recognize what it was and stuffed it in a file. That would be maybe you can get them in the office to kind of look for where those things are headed, because it really would have been nice for everyone to have had that in advance.
I try that every day. If you can ask Kelly, I try that.
I know, and I don't know what you can do about it, but you know, we sit there and listen to you read it, and there's a lot of numbers in there, and it's the kind of thing where. If everybody has a chance to look at it last night, you know, we wouldn't have had to take in 10 minutes for you to read it. Everybody would have known what it said.
I understand. I'm trying to, my darnest, to straighten that out. And I'll certainly make sure that they know that
there's some,
this is transpired.
Some girl
tonight.
Opened the mail. I mean, you got to beat the crap out of her now.
Okay. All right. Meeting's now adjourned, subject to call.
Yeah.
Be Mr. Mills and Mr. Mills made the motion.
What's that?